Hey everyone, we are 6 days past the 2024 Super Bowl, so today I want to talk to you about sports metaphors that can be used for any pursuit of excellence. And I'm not just talking those lame things you've heard over and over and over again about it's a layup, it's a slam dunk, it's a home run, or a game of inches. I'm talking really good, cool, deeper sports metaphors that will make a lot of sense if you've ever listened to this podcast before. Here we go. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Hey guys, just practically a week after the last Super Bowl, I thought it would be fun to utilize some sports metaphors for our conversation about the pursuit of excellence. This can be a business, your personal life, anything, even sports. Not lame sports metaphors, but really good, impactful sports metaphors that will make sense for anyone who's ever listened to the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast before. So number one, get right into it, trust the process. This is something the Philadelphia NBA team puts on their shirts. They believe in the process. It's also something that Marcus Lemonis, entrepreneur, investor, speaks about all the time. He is the host of the Profit show on MSNBC, but it's a business metaphor as much as it is a sports metaphor, and it's relatively self-explanatory, but we're talking about it in the podcast, so I will explain to you what I mean by that. You have to go through a process to develop anything. No one starts great. Nothing starts great. Nothing starts complete. Everything starts at zero. You start as a little league player, and then you make your way up into junior high and high school and a college, and then to as a rookie and then a pro and all of these levels. And this is the process. This is starting knowing 1% about what you're doing and then getting to 5% and 10% and 20 and 50 and 80 and 100. And for some people, feels like they're at 110 or 20% if you're a goat in your sports field. So that comes from process. That comes from continual work. It comes from practice, from learning, from being coached, from taking lessons from your setbacks, failures, losses in the sports world, and learning from them, incorporating that in how you move forward. This is all the process. Now, on business, we call it business process management, BPM. You've heard me talk about that plenty of times too. And I talked a lot about BPM a lot on my business podcast, the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast. So if you want to know a little bit more about BPM, go check that out. Business process management, BPM is not just for DJs anymore, but trust the process. The reason that it's a sports metaphor, a business metaphor, and the reason you have to say it that way, trust the process, is the process is never quick and easy. There's no such thing as an overnight sensation. We know that, right? So if you're trusting the process, you have to be patient. You have to go through the process. You can't take shortcuts. You have to understand that any frustrations, any setback, any struggle, any growing pains, all of that in the process is necessary to get you where you want to go on the other side of the process. Thus, you must trust the process. Trusting it will allow you to be patient, to be consistent, to lean into the things that you didn't turn out as well as you expected them to, so that you can learn lessons, improve, and get better, to taking your losses when needed, to taking your wins well when needed as well, to build upon it. It is a process. It is continual. So you must trust the process. The Philadelphia basketball team, the Philadelphia 76ers, believe and trust the process. Marcus Lemonis believes and trust the process. I believe and trust the process. And you know who else believed and trust the process? I'm going to read this quote here because I want to get it exactly right. A beautiful quote from a goat when it comes to boxing, Muhammad Ali. I hated every minute of I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. Don't count the days. Make the days count. That's Muhammad Ali talking about trusting the process, about having to train and work out and do all the things that boxers like himself needed to do so that when he stepped into the ring, he could be a champion. Not good, not great, not one of the best, the champion, the GOAT himself. It's trusting the process, going through the thing you hate, that you don't like, that you don't want to do, that will get you the results and the skills and the abilities to do what it is that you want to accomplish. So trusting the process is what Muhammad Ali is talking about in that quote, a great quote. Make sure you guys use that in your future endeavors. Okay, point number two, metaphor number two, taking those lessons from losses and setbacks. I've said that 100, maybe 1,000 times on this podcast, but it works in a sports metaphor as well. Sports teams, even the best sports teams, do not win every game. Some teams are terrible and they lose every game and they're always striving to get better, and you get better from the lessons learned and how you apply them forward. Good teams win and lose. You take your wins and you take your losses. You learn those lessons. You move forward. Great teams rarely lose. And then when they do, typically something in their process has broken down or individual mistakes are made or something that they can fix, or in the sports world, they call cleanup. So the same thing, no matter what you're pursuing in life to be successful, there are things that work, things that don't, unexpected outcomes, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And you have to learn those lessons, embrace it. Again, like the process, be patient with it, be consistent, continually work towards it so that you don't let singular losses derail a season in sports or derail your pursuit of excellence in business. So learn your lessons from setbacks the same way the best teams learn their lessons on the sports field. Essentially, this is strategy. If your team is not winning because you don't have a great offensive line in football, or you don't have a great pitcher in baseball, or you don't have three-point shooters in basketball, or you don't have as much speed as your opponents, or size, or strength, or whatever it is, the strategy would be to draft and recruit and find ways to bring people with those skills, those talents, etc., to your team, so that you can have a well-rounded team, a team that accomplishes all the things they're supposed to do collectively so that you can collectively win. That's strategy in business, and that is learning lessons from losses in sports. When you can't compete at a certain level in a certain position, you don't have a good enough defense, a good enough offense, whatever skills you're missing, whatever expertise you're missing, whatever job descriptions that you needed to get the win that you took the loss, the strategy is to fill that hole, to add someone to your team, or to coach up, train up, improve someone else on your team. Maybe you moved people around. Sometimes you hear of someone who was a defensive player in high school or college, and they get moved to the offensive side or vice versa when it comes to being in the pros, because they were a skilled athlete, they understood the game, and the team they were on needed them in a different position. Maybe they had too many players at one position or something like that. So sports and business, learn your lessons, adapt, adjust, and all of that comes from the first metaphor, is which was trusting the process. Now, the next metaphor we want to talk about actually dovetails really well into the last metaphor about losses and lessons learned, and that is the idea that you don't let the same team beat you twice. Now, obviously, teams beat each other all the time, but what that means is when you take a loss, when you have a game or a contest or a scenario that doesn't come out the way you want to, that you don't let that linger, that you don't let that hold you back, it doesn't change your attitude, or maybe even make you want to give up or quit or just not practice as hard, or start to feel like you didn't just have a single loss, but that you're a loser and that you'll continue to lose. So don't let single losses, single no's, single unexpected outcomes, setbacks, anything like that. Don't let one thing in your bigger process, remember we started, trust the process, stop you from moving forward. It's only failure if you quit. So if you keep moving forward, if you learn your lessons, if you make adjustments, if you at least don't let the team that beat you twice by creating these thought processes in your head, but instead move forward understanding losses happens, Everyone's going to take an L. Everyone's going to get a no. In fact, you're going to get more no's than yeses. You're going to get 100 no's to every yes. You're going to get a lot of losses, especially when you're early in your career and you're developing the process. And the actual losses can be beneficial if you learn from them. So don't let 1, 2, 3 losses, don't let setbacks, don't let individual pieces of the bigger process stop you, sour you, or undo your trust in the process. That's how these go together as well. So another good sports metaphor that I love. And everything's temporary. Winning and losing is temporary. Success is temporary. Having money, not having money, spending money, making things happen, yeses, noes, doors open, doors close. Everything continually moves and continually going. That's why it's a process. And everything is temporary, good and bad. So don't let the negative temporary kill your potential to move forward and be positive, because you're learning your lessons, you're making your adjustments. So don't let the same team beat you twice. Something you hear sports teams talk about a lot, and something that you'll hear business people talk about a lot, is creating a culture of winning. In the office, we call it corporate culture. Not a really great big fan of that term. I like to say workplace culture or office culture, because not everyone, in fact, most people don't work at a corporation, and the word corporation is not necessarily held in most highest of esteem. But corporate culture, office culture, workplace culture, and in a sports team, your athletic program culture, the people that you work with, the people that you work around, how you interact with each other, how you communicate with each other, etc. This is your culture. And you can't just win by showing up every day. You can't become great by just looking at what's good and getting by. You have to create a culture of excellence, a culture of winning. It has to be accepted that you want to win, you want to do your best, you want to continually improve, do better every day, but not so much that you're willing to take shortcuts or be unethical or do things that are outside the scope of winning in our sports scenario here. So you got to stay within the rules, you got to do what the referee tells you, you all of those things. And winning in that way, continual improvement, getting over your losses, all the stuff we've talked about earlier, but communicating with each other, working as a team, collaborative, not being concerned about is this person going to get more spotlight than I am, or is this person going to end up making more money or being more famous or being the coach's pet or the boss's favorite, whatever it is, but collaborative communication, working together, a culture of winning. You'll see that in big-time dynasty-type programs. The Kansas City Chiefs just won the 3rd Super Bowl in 5 years, I think. That's their record. That's a dynasty in the NFL. You had the Patriots, and you had the Steelers back in the 70s. You had the Cowboys back in the 90s. You had all kinds of programs that were dynasties, that were dominant, that won year after year, because they had a corporate culture of excellence. And you can do the same in the culture of your organization. On the football side, or in the college side, you have programs like Alabama right now, Georgia, Clemson for quite a while, the University of Oklahoma, etc., that have long winning streaks, that have great number of wins, that are considered as good as you can get, and it comes from their culture of excellence, their culture of winning, and that is being, like everything we've said so far, trusting the process, because you don't build a culture overnight, and it's something that has to happen organically anyways. As the leader, as the coach, as the CEO, whoever you are, you lay the foundation, you make the opportunity, you move the organization in the right direction, and then you bring people along the way they want to organically, and that's how you develop culture. So it's not something that's quick. It's not that that's fast. You can't set rules and be done with your culture. So you have to trust the process. Back to the top. Trust the process. Learn along the way, wins and losses. Second point, right? And feed into what works for you, for the people involved, the communication, the collaboration, etc., to create a culture of excellence, a culture of winning, a culture of collaboration. So these things do not happen overnight. That's why you have to trust the process. That's our whole symbiotic conversation that we're having here. And another great sports metaphor, it ain't over till it's over. Just because you're down, just because you're behind, just because you had some negative output, just because things weren't working as you expected to, you could still win the game. You could still win the season. You could still continue building your culture towards next season as well. In fact, the last Super Bowl last week, The favorites were down. They came back to get close during halftime. Then you go to the second half, and the team that was behind comes ahead. Then the other team comes ahead, and it gets all the way down to literally the last 2 minutes of the game, and then into overtime. And then ultimately, who makes the final play at the right moment? Because they worked together, they embraced their culture, they didn't let all of the setbacks, the negative things that happened to them so far, the other team scoring, penalties, drop passes, etc., they didn't let that affect them and keep them from ultimately winning, and the winning happened at the end. So being behind in the first quarter or the second quarter, the third quarter is not the end of the world. Long as you are ahead or tied in the fourth quarter and get yourself to overtime, and then continue to work, continue to go through the process, trust your people, communicate. That goes back to culture. That goes back to process. So it's never over till it's over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. And you can continually work, even if things don't look like they're going to work out the way you expect, or you're at a deficit at some point in the process, don't give up until it's done, until you have a clear indicator that it's time to give up, learn your lessons, and move forward. So ultimately, one of the best things about sports, what I like about sports a lot, especially for young people, is there are two things that you learn really from sport. You learn teamwork, and the metaphor here that we would use is teamwork makes the dream work, right? So obviously, when you're a sports team, 90% of sports involve a team. Some of them are individual, marathon running or golf. But in most cases, you play a sport with a team, so you learn teamwork. Teamwork is important. In the office, we call it collaboration. We call it being cohesive. Again, communication, trusting the process. You have people on the team that are good, better, best. You have people that are really great, and it's people that need help. There's coaching involved. There's mentorship. There's everyone playing their role on the team. Sometimes you have to take a backseat and let someone else who maybe has better skills or is more advanced take the starting position or play a little bit more or bat ahead of you or whatever sports metaphor you want to put into that. So teamwork is essential in sports, and it's essential in life. And that's why playing sports, especially young people, learn teamwork. And the other thing they learn, I think this is really key, and it's something I think some young people are missing nowadays. Maybe they're not playing sports as much because of the internet, video games, and all kinds of other things they can do with themselves in the world, is sportsmanship. And sportsmanship's a big word, often gets tossed around, but really the biggest thing you need to take away from sportsmanship is how to win and how to lose correctly. Graciously. Winning and losing is temporary. You said that earlier. So when you win a game, a match, a point, a contest, you shouldn't act like you've just completely made yourself better than anyone you beat for the rest of the your life. At the same time, when you lose, when you take losses, you shouldn't think of yourself as a loser who will always lose and never be able to win, never be able to improve and do better and compete with the entity, the person, the business that you're competing with there. Don't let single wins and single losses define you. Don't let wins make you feel as a superior person or organization or group simply because you won this time. You'll lose next time. Eventually, you're going to lose. So win well, win graciously, treat the people that you win over the way you would want to be treated when you're on the other side. And when you're on that other side, when you're losing, when you're the team that didn't score as many points and didn't win the game, don't immediately try to blame others. Don't look for excuses. Instead, look for those lessons you can learn, ways you could improve, things that you could do better next time. So the next time you're patched up with that team or another team, the next contest, you'll be able to do better because you've learned those lessons. That's trusting the process, learning your lessons, communicating, being collaborative because you have a culture of excellence, culture of winning. See how all of this goes together? It all comes back to that. So have a great teamwork effort. Understand teamwork, understand sportsmanship, understand treating people well, losing well, winning well. Don't let single wins and losses define you. Move forward. Be a person first and a competitor second. All those things can be defined and summed up in sportsmanship, and that's essential. So I hope you guys liked my non-traditional sports metaphors 1 week almost after the Super Bowl. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you again next week about something completely different. Until then, get in the office, get some extra work done, hustle, grind, and create success for yourself. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneurial F and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.